are back.
We're back.
I'd like to say good afternoon to the gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Like I said, we are back after a Sweet 16 weekend. It is April 1st, the start of a new month.
Tony
Brackets.
The start
of a new week.
Tony Brackets. I mean, are what we saying, do we hold it as truth today? It is April Fool's.
Yeah, so what are you asking?
I'm just saying, are we playing jokes or are we
playing
real?
No,
we're
not playing jokes.
I don't play jokes with people's
play,
money.
Correct.
Carms.
Thank you, Todd. We don't play jokes with people's money because they could take that money.
I have a few picks that you might think I'm joking on, but I'm really...
All right, we'll debate you on it.
Dead deep in the concrete.
Right. Mybookie.ag, promo code BROBROBRO. Get 50% deposit on your first deposit. 50% bonus on your first deposit.
Which is awesome.
Yep, up to $1,000. Mybookie.ag, promo code BROBROBRO.
Nothing says free money like free money.
Ooh, yeah. Sweet 16. Thursday, we did awesome. As a group, we fucking crushed it.
Good for us.
Crushed it. Friday, a little bit of the opposite. North Carolina got ran out of the building. I had a five-way parlay that just needed North Carolina in the end. That's all they needed.
So did I. Oh, how about that?
Funny there. So that's why that's carried over from Thursday to Friday. Friday was terrible. Houston barely... They missed by a point. What was it? The over-under on the game missed by a point. That was bad.
Real bad.
Saturday was okay. I know. I went 2-0 yesterday with the dogs. Auburn.
I did as well.
And Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Todd did as well. Did you do any betting this
Michigan
weekend?
Michigan State came to, yeah, loaded up on him a little bit. I went to Izzo's
good
corner and
yeah,
said,
yeah,
hey, need a little help here because I got slapped around the two prior
tell you
days.
What, for the amount of talent and the amount of dick sucking that Coach K gets, dude hasn't done a lot in the last...
Yeah. No, you know what it is.
We can bring up Calipari.
Yeah, I mean he has too.
I mean
he succumbed to the one and done.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
One just and done's like, don't win like, national championships.
Just like Calipari has done.
Yes, yes.
I mean they both
Tom
have.
Izzo, stay true.
Kentucky has gotten some, but yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, and plus Tom Izzo, people forget, has Dane Fife, probably the best assistant coach in college basketball.
Indiana
former,
legend,
former
right?
IU legend.
So we'll get back to college basketball a little later in this week. A nice little setup there. With that being said, we got a full NBA slate, full NHL slate, lots and lots of MLB baseball. Nikki Skates is on the road for WrestleMania this week, mm-hmm. So he won't be here this week. Ty will not be here giving baseball picks this week. Boston Connor, thank God he's not here this week giving losers.
It's pretty quiet this room.
So we might actually have a chance without Boston Connor being here to hit the cup of coffee
I
day
am,
parlay.
That's true, and I am going to touch on some NHL throughout the week, the last week of the regular season. We got playoff fights going out there, and I will be catching in with Nick Maraldo. So he'll give me a couple of slides to the side, and I'll relay the info.
Last time Boston Connor wasn't here, we went 9-1 on our cup of coffee day
that?
Parlay. So something to think about.
So
this
get
week.
Ready, boys.
I'm going to start off today with a little NBA. My first game, I'm going Magic +7.
Tony!
I just think it's a lot of points. They're playing Toronto. Toronto's got their seed securely locked up,
right.
Number two. They got wiggle room ahead of them. So I believe they're three back from Milwaukee, and then they're three ahead of, I believe, Philly's in third. With five games left, there's not a lot of wiggle room there for Toronto. Maybe rest some players, something like that. Magic still playing for a playoff spot. They've actually been doing well lately. I like the Magic +7. Just a lot of points to lay there for Toronto in a game that may or may not mean that much.
You know why I don't think you love this is because your voice keeps going up, and then it keeps going down, but then it keeps going up, and then it keeps going down.
Well, this week of the NBA, I had a lot of these. Like I wanted to take the Magic +7 because it's a situation like this, but then I wanted to take the Heat +7 in a similar situation.
Right.
But the Heat have a lot of key players out. So that's why I was staying away from Miami. And then my second game is Portland. They lost their last game, but that's okay. They're 11-4 when they're on the road and they're favored. Mm-hmm. They're also a very good team after a loss. So I'm going Portland -3. They're just a better team than Minnesota. Those are my two NBA picks tonight.
Yeah, I agree totally on Portland. I had them as well.
With
same reasons.
Watch the injury report for the Heat. And then Todd, I know, has a game where I'm also going to talk about the injury report, so I'll just let Todd go into his picks.
Okay. Let's start with my shitty team bet. Yeah, two shitty teams. I have Cleveland plus two on the road in Phoenix.
Okay. All right.
The trends are just simply in Cleveland's favor here. When the spread is between plus one and plus four, the Cavs cover 66.7% of the time.
There it is.
When it's minus four to minus one, the Suns only cover 20% of the time.
Okay.
The Suns are 1-3 against the spread as the home favorite. I like the Cavs.
There you go. This one. Trendy Todd.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Did you have any others?
I do.
Okay.
I have Milwaukee minus 2.5 on the road in Brooklyn.
Okay.
This is against the big money. I mean, against the sharp money. But here's what I think. Ordinarily, the Bucks aren't the best on a second game of a back-to-back.
Okay.
However, in their last game, they rested all the starters.
Uh-huh.
Giannis may or may not be back. If they say he's going to come back in at least one of these two games here against Brooklyn. Either way, I think that with all the starters coming off a night's rest, we're going to see a big offensive night for Milwaukee. It's going to be too much for the Nets, who are battling for their life right now. I get that. But it's just going to be too much for them.
Yep, this was a lock for me.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks are 18-1, straight up off a loss, 16-3 against the spread. But this was an injury watch game for me, lineup watch game for me, because as you said, last game, Bledsoe sat out, Middleton sat out, Giannis sat out. So just make sure those three are playing. If those three are playing, it's a full go for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that, with that being said, just watch the lineups before the game, before you go ahead and put the money on the Bucks.
You have to. You have to. And a serious side note, we're putting these out in the early afternoon.
Correct, yeah.
A lot can happen between now and tip-off,
sure.
So you got to monitor the star players that are going to sit and then do your due diligence on the line. I've done that. I've had problems with that before when I put stuff in too early and didn't come back to it. So just a general reminder.
Like earlier today, I wanted to take the Pistons against your Pacers.
Right.
Which I know you feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw Blake was out. Pistons are 1-4 this
yes,
year when
right.
Blake is out. So Todd has a Pacers picks. I believe he's going the other way.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally a homer bet. I get it. But for that reason, like you said, and I have a couple others, I like the Pacers. I'm going to buy it. I think it's at minus 5.5 right now.
Yeah.
If it stays that way, I will buy it down to
Fun
minus
fact,
5. But
that started at 6.5.
It did.
That's a point move already.
It did. You're right. So offensively speaking, everybody knows the wheels have fallen off the Pacers as of late.
Currently.
I mean, they've dropped, seven of the last eight games. Go ahead.
Any other, when Blake is out, the Pacers scored 30 points – or not the Pacers, the
Pistons
scored 30 points in the first half last game when Blake was out, and 11 in the first quarter. So
yes.
It's
now think about that
underplay here too.
Against the number one defensive team – in the league.
When they're at home.
At home.
Yep.
Coming off a horrible, horrible run. They have a lot to prove to their fans. Their backs are against the wall. If they want home court advantage in the first round, they're battling right now with the Celtics for that. You're going to see, and the Pistons are going to see, a Pacers bus with a brand new set of shiny-ass wheels on it. This is going to be a great night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the Pacers.
I don't hate that pick at all, Todd.
This is the lowest total on the board at 205 by 10 points tonight.
It makes me want to grab it as well. I don't know. Maybe monitor that, but I don't know. But like you said, without Blake Griffin, horrendous offensive team.
It's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be a bad game to watch, probably. Gorms, what's your NBA pick?
I have got a couple tonight. I'm going with the Jazz minus the 11.5.
Okay.
Laying the points at home against the Hornets.
Oh,
Hornets
going against Kemba.
Yeah, I am. Hornets had a bad loss the other day.
They had a bad loss.
By 47.
Yeah, embarrassing.
And they're getting on a plane going to Utah. Tough place to play. I'm taking the Jazz, throwing the 11.5 points at them. And also... Dallas, a surprising Dallas team that won without Luka Doncic.
Correct.
He could be back in the lineup, but I still think bad teams lose. They find ways to lose, and Dallas, that is you, Philadelphia, on the road tonight, minus 7 against Dallas.
Are you worried about Joel possibly being out?
No.
Okay.
I'm planning for him to be out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm just saying this Philly team with the horses, it's down. We're at the final couple of weeks right now. Players are being rested for the rest of the year.
Correct.
Philly, make your point. Do it tonight at Dallas.
Yep, it is it's a weird betting week, especially for teams like Philly and the Toronto and stuff like that, who pretty much have locked their playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of movement going along. Who knows if they're going to rest? Who knows if they're going to play? It's a weird week. I just can't wait for the playoffs to get here. That'll be very exciting. So another weird week for another sport is the NHL.
Yeah.
I know, Gorms, you got a pick for the NHL.
There's a ton of games right now, and I don't want to throw away anybody's money, but I've been looking the best I can, and I like the Colorado Avalanche are 6-1 in their last seven.
Uh-huh.
They're playing St. Louis at St. Louis. Tough place to play. St. Louis is in the playoffs. Colorado hanging on, trying to stay there. So I like a hot Colorado Avalanche team to go into St. Louis and win this game tonight. This is not an April Fool's joke. I like the Avs in St. Louis to hold on to their playoff life.
By the way, I don't know if it's just because I'm older now or because the times have changed. I fucking hate April Fools. Yeah. Does anyone do April Fools anymore?
It's the worst.
I don't think so. You know what? It's not worth it. In pranks, it should be a year round.
Yeah, you do them year round.
Yeah.
You don't do it on the day when everyone
fucking
knows
it. We don't need a special
it.
Day for that.
Don't fucking it. Don't do it.
It's like you're giving it away. You're tipping your hand. You know it's coming.
Just don't do it.
Nah.
Okay.
Just don't do it.
It's blasé.
I have a few MLB picks. I know Tony. You guys do not. So let's just see if what I'm saying makes sense to you guys.
Diamond Diggs, right. What do you got?
Diamond Diggs is here. I got the Dodgers run line against the Giants.
Okay.
The Giants scored 5 runs in their first 4 games. Okay. 5 runs, ouch. 4 games, a little over 1 run a game. The Dodgers scored 42 runs.
How about that?
In their first 4 games, 10 runs a game. So until that Dodgers train runs off the tracks as far as scoring runs, I'm going to stick with the Dodgers and the Dodgers run line. Drew Pomeranz is on the mound for the Giants. His ERA is 6, so I don't think he's going to be the one who stops the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Dodgers run.
Nice, Tony.
The train's going right through there.
Good pull.
I'm also going to take the White Sox.
What?
+1.5.
How about this?
Yeah, the White Sox. At Cleveland, similar. Cleveland scored 4 runs in their first 3 games. That's a little over 1 run a game. When you're scoring a little over 1 run a game and you're giving up +1.5 to the other team, you know, it's just a situation where I'm gonna take the points.
Do the math, Tony.
I'm taking the points.
Do the math.
Okay. But that's not one of my more confident ones. More confident ones are Dodgers.
There you go.
And then the Boston Red Sox.
Go ahead. Explain this one. Now, whoa. This is a team having problems
Correct.
Putting people on the home plate, as they say. They're not scoring a lot of runs right now. What's going on?
Well, they are, actually. They're not here. Let me run through what they've scored here for you, Gorms. The Red Sox have scored 8, 5, 7, and 4.
I beg your pardon. I got them mixed up with somebody else.
That's not terrible, okay? You could be thinking a number of other words. But here's mine. Let me speak to you,
please.
Jeffrey. Because they swing, okay? And they shoot, okay? Boston, like I just said, has scored, but they haven't pitched. So in those games, they've given up 10, 6, 6, and 12, okay? So they haven't pitched. But David Price is on the mound today.
Ooh.
I like, hopefully he could be a stopgap to their pitching woes. On the other hand, the A's, they've had pitching but not scoring. So they've won their games 2-1, 4-2, and 4-0. Okay? So, but their pitcher, Aaron Brooks. Does anyone know who the fuck Aaron Brooks is?
Isn't he an actor? Isn't he from the 90s?
He used to be a quarterback for the Saints, too. So their pitcher has pitched 2 innings since 2015.
Jeez.
Oh, Christ.
So I like Boston to keep scoring.
Skin chill.
Oakland's pitching to drop off. Give me the Boston Red Sox tonight, okay?
I love that pick.
So those
given what the information you gave me, I love that.
Correct. I mean, baseball is very, very tough early in the year because baseball is a very stats-driven betting.
For sure.
Correct.
A lot of people have a lot of models and things like that. Earlier in the year, you're just kind of going off of reputations and what you've seen in, three mm-hmm. out of 162 mm-hmm. games. So with that being said, my baseball picks are Dodgers run line, White Sox +1.5, and then the Boston money line going with there. Also, Michael Brewers, just because Yelich has hit 4 straight home runs in 4 straight games. He's hot to start, so why bet against him,
right,
against your Reds, Todd? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, here we are. You know what? These episodes might be a little quicker. There's only 3 of us this week. Might be a little quicker.
Hey, we got to roll through.
We're going to love it. Let's go. Orlando Magic, +7. Portland Trail Blazers, -3. Cavs, +2. Bucks, -2. Remember, check the injury report. Check who's playing. Pacers, -5.5. The Jazz, -11.5. 76ers, -7. The Avalanche, +140 in the NHL.
Yes.
Red Sox, -140. And then the Dodgers run line, -1.5, -105. That is 10-team parlay. $5 to win $3,700.
Whoa. Oh, that's a nice number. That's a good turnaround.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good turnaround.
That's a nice
right
little
there.
Turnaround. Like I said, Boston Connor's not here to fuck it up.
Right.
I mean, Ty's not here to give his MLB insights to tell me if I'm an idiot or not.
But, Tony, you're our guy because I'm going on your back on MLB. I don't even know records or nothing. I'm going
right. to. Well, it's early in the year.
I'm in the same boat. Yeah. But man, the evidence that he gave to make his case.
It was big.
It's pretty much undisputable.
Normally, I don't pay attention really in baseball until NBA and NHL.
I'm with you, man.
I don't pay any attention to NBA and NHL until football.
I'm a highlight guy.
But here we are. Doing a gambling show. We can't just be giving out NBA and NHL right now. You know, there's a lot of games. These people come here for a lot of information.
They are.
So here we are giving out picks for every sport. That's what we do.
And given that, I will say this. I mean, I never do this. But given the fact that Boston Connor isn't here today, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I feel like this parlay has the best chance of hitting compared to all the previous parlays that we've done so far. Today's parlay.
Compared to the other ones that we've had.
Is more likely than hit than any parlay we have chosen up to this
point. That's all I need.
Get on it.
You know what? I mean, I don't even know if we need luck today, but it's just in case. You know? Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.